It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS. Now, Rick Bruce and Lee Cohen. These are a couple of guys that don't even know the meaning of play dead.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we've got with us as a guest in the studio, Jim Watling, who is the owner of a National Marine Forum. And more importantly, this weekend, he is on the board of directors for the Mid-Michigan Marine Club. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Hi, thanks to be here.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Jim, can you explain what the swap meet this weekend is all about?
Well, this is one of the biggest events, swap meets in Michigan. And there's approximately 40 vendors from six or seven states coming in, from as far away as Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Colorado. There's going to be hobbyists and businesses all coming together at the swap meet, along with probably over 400 hobbyists.
And what would I do at the swap meet?
Let me start by saying that the fruits of our labor, you know, that's what it's all about. The genesis of this whole swap concept, and maybe you can get a little more into this, Jim, was starting in people's more or less living room or basements. But go ahead and see, give us an idea. You know, Steve at the beginning of the show talked about how corals have a tendency of growing over our live rock, and now they're fighting for space. And then all of a sudden, what happens?
Right. Well, the swap meet basically is a chance for hobbyists whose coral grows, they propagate it, and they're able to arrange trades, some of them at the shop, at the swap, some of them ahead of time on the forum. You mentioned that I'm owner of a National Marine Forum. That's CaptiveReefs.com. We've got information on the swap if anyone's interested in attending that. But basically, you propagate your coral, the stuff that's doing well, the stuff that's bright, that people are interested in trading, and throw up some pictures on the forum. And a lot of deals happen ahead of time, but there's plenty of stuff that's not accounted for. And vendors will show up with tanks, hobbyists show up with tanks, put their stuff in there with lights and pumps and heaters, and it all opens up, and it's like just a huge, huge event where you can a reef hobbyist's dream, basically.
Well, it sounds to me, Rick, like if you were going there, you would see all different corals that you just don't see anywhere else. Is that the case?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you might not see a lot of these are collector pieces that a local fish shop might only get in once a year, and that person came in and purchased that piece and was the lucky person to get it. Now, a couple of years later, this thing has grown out to the point where you can make some cuttings from it, propagate those, and trade them or sell them to other hobbyists.
How many different species of corals are there actually out there?
Oh, I don't know.
The problem in the industry is, how do you define a coral? Because you'll have some very color variations, and is that a different species or not a different species? But let it be known that if you came in, whether it's to our store or a swap meet or whatnot, you're seeing thousands of different type of coral animals if you define them as different color morphs and such, as opposed to 10 different types of corals, you know. So and give the listening audience, think of like two or three names, for instance, like zoanthids or whatnot, that people have come up with to kind of color, you know, kind of define the hobby.
Right. One of the trends is, as this has gotten more popular, and I think maybe to make it easier and more understandable, especially for new people in the hobby, is that as they'll put a name on a coral. And
give me your top five.
Well,
what are some cool names that you know you just?
We've got purple people eaters. We've got goochsters, armor of God.
A lot of these people, they'll even sometimes use some particular coral propagators will be so known that the actual coral variety or variant, it goes along with his name. I was thinking of
There's a guy named Tyree that has propagated a lot of corals and sells those, and everything is Tyree something or other, and it gets big dollars because he sells really bright stuff and is well known. There's a guy named Tubbs who came up with blue zoanthids, and now everybody says Tubbs Blues.
And there's some other names, I think, for blue corals and stuff, and some of them are just wacky as ever, and you're like, wow, somebody is really getting creative. But it's fun to listen to. I mean, just when you come through and look at the names on the tanks and such, it's just crazy, the different names, because, you know, they have to be able to give it some name, you know, and it might, you know, Starburst, or, you know, they use very descriptive, fun names. But when you look at them, you think about it, and you say, wow, that's true. And that's only because the corals have so much vibrant colors that you can get away with it. You know, you can't name a philodendron, you know, firecracker, but you can name a coral firecracker just because it has so much color and diversity.
Jim, let me ask you a question. Is there, because they grow so quickly, should people have certain size of tanks that they put them in, or can they pretty much fit in any size tank?
Well, I think they can mostly fit in any size tank. Certainly, there's more species are more adapted to a given size or another. Maybe if you've got an anemone, for example, that might require a larger tank because it's going to get big and fill that space up pretty quickly. But folks are keeping tanks down to 1-2 gallons now. And some of the corals we just talked about, the named ones, are zoanthids, which are very small polyps and are easy to keep in a small tank.
Fascinating. We've been talking this morning with Jim Watling, the owner of the National Marine Forum and on the board of directors for the Mid-Michigan Marine Club. And, Jim, where is the swap meet going to be taking place this weekend?
The swap meet is in Lansing at the Eagles Club on a Grand River.
Okay, so
it starts at 12 o'clock.
At 12 noon. So if any of you are interested in checking them out and seeing what's going on, it's a great place for a first exposure to what some of these reefs are actually like and getting started with it. Thank you so much for coming in, Jim.
Thanks.
We really
me.
Appreciate it. And Rick, once again, you've taken me on a trip to places that I never thought I might go, and understanding all of the beautiful stuff that people can put in their tanks. It's really amazing how your industry has changed.
Yeah, we're really happy to be a part of it. You know, this whole Aquarium Society and how it's blossomed. It's just an amazing community of passionate individuals that have just things to rally around.
Right. Well, for any of our listeners, if you want to go back and listen, you can always go to our website at 1320wils.com and listen to our previous shows or re-listen to this one. But in the meantime, on behalf of our producer, Mark Price, and my co-host in the studio, Rick Pruce, this is Lee Cohen saying to all of you, have a great week and a great weekend. And in the meantime, please take good care of your pets. Have a great weekend, everybody.
You would not believe your eyes if 10 million fireflies.